to get involved as well. And it took me a long time to open up and actually speak about my younger years, because I'd actually closed a lot of them off. And it's only after working on a personal life history I've been able to remember so much. But we actually discovered throughout my counselling session that a lot of my behaviour and feelings that I'd carried to that date actually stemmed from the fact that I'd been kept in ignorance. That I'd been diagnosed with what was a critical illness and just told to follow the rules. I'm not told what it is, how it's going to affect me, why I've got it. Just get on with it. Don't ask questions, just do it. And at that stage, I was 26, 27. I was older than that. Yes, yeah, sorry, I mean up until 1996. Sort of a couple of years prior to that, in 1992, I had my second child, a little girl. That was also a very difficult pregnancy, and I had a lot of trouble with hypos with that pregnancy. From before the pregnancy was actually confirmed, I started having hypos and had hypos thereafter every day for the rest of the pregnancy. Got to the stage where the GP was coming in every morning to administer the glucagon and taught my partner how to do it and so on and so forth. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I vomited every day. And after I'd had her, I actually weighed less than I did before I was pregnant, because she'd just taken so much out of me. And it was a really traumatic experience, actually. She was also delivered by cesarean, but emergency cesarean, because she decided to come early on her own at home with the cord wrapped around her neck. So I had emergency cesarean for that as well. But I found with both my pregnancies, actually, it was quite strange and quite funny, because when I was admitted, the nursing staff initially wanted to be all into the diabetes and tell me to do this and tell me to do that and blah, blah, blah. Whereas at this stage, I'd probably had it for almost 20 years. And it was actually Dr. Wright who was looking after me whilst I was pregnant. And I spoke to him on the phone one night, because the nurses were telling me to take insulin that I just didn't need and I wasn't prepared to take. So I phoned him and told him my reasonings, and he said, well, okay, yeah, I agree with you. And he turned to the nurses and he said, look, leave her alone. Let her do what she needs to do. And thereafter, the nursing staff didn't bother. They provided me with the insulin. They made sure I took it, but they'd say to me, right, how much are you going to take now? And why? And I say, well, I'm not very hungry. I'm only going to have a sandwich. I'll just have 6 units. Okay, that's fine.